What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Almost did it. 104.3 FM. WQAM. It's Friday.
Too much to say, man.
You see, Wes had those frosted tips.
He did have frosted tips. It was just lighting.
Yeah, I know. I felt like I was seeing NSYNC, you know, Backstreet Boys.
He has great hair. He has great hair. There's no doubt about that.
He also had his summer skin. You know, when basketball season hit and he got to spend all that time chasing basketball at night.
In the bowels of the arena. Of the Kaseya Center.
He gets very light.
I'm going to tell you something about that Kaseya Center. Cold. Especially on that media row. They blow that AC right there. It's feeling like Ice Tray. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Dolphins, they're back at it tomorrow against the Detroit Lions. They had a couple of joint practices. Played a lot better yesterday. Everybody can calm down. Calm down, everybody.
I mean, we have to stop. Like, the football team you see now is not going to be the football team you see in December. And you hope you don't. You hope you see progress during the course of the season. You wanted to come with wins. So let me be clear. You wanted to come with wins, but you want to see your team getting better as the season moves on. We've had a few years here where the team has gotten off to great starts and then November, December hit and it's some terrible football. So just calm down, everybody.
It's exhausting already. It does feel like the Bears practice, the first drive, losing the first Lions practice, everybody is jumping off a cliff with this team already. And look, I get it. This is a big year. There's a lot of jobs on the line, all that. But it is what it is right now. Like, this is the team that you got. You're not going in some different direction. You're going to know. Look, if the Dolphins – trust me when I tell you. I think if the Dolphins do get off to a bad start, I think Mike McDaniel's going to lose his job. Like, I do think they're gonna hot seat his ass.
You think they would – but
– oh, they're going to – yeah.
For the purposes of the team. If you get rid of Mike McDaniel in the middle of the season, you're basically just throwing this.
Yeah. I mean, unless Anthony Weaver can, like, rally the team around everybody. He's got great sideline presence. He does. I mean,
here's the thing, though.
Hmm?
I feel that if Weaves took over, he going to come in hot like Man Campbell did.
Maybe.
Because I think everybody can identify – that this team needs to play with more physicality, right? It's not just a me thing. It's not just and Anthony Weaver comes from that physical, get-in-your-face, aggressive type of defense.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that every time that he's not around coaching, he's just doing rubber bands biceps. Like, remember Coach Feld on the strength that gives you? That dude's his Popeyes are popping. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
But that's gonna be their move. And I'm saying, like, it's gotta be a bad start, Leroy. Like 1-3, 1-4. You know, like, they're gonna, like, that would be the case scenario. If they're 500, I don't think he's gonna lose his job.
I think people are gonna say that if they start off 2-2.
They should.
But they like, it's the, for the life of me, I can't figure out, like, do you want your team to do well or not, right? You can be disappointed, and I'm not getting on fans for being disappointed, right, that your team's not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But to go at it the way that fans have kind of gone after it before they've played a game is ridiculous. I think something very positive that you can take from these last couple of weeks is this team's response.
Yeah, 100%.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive thing because we can't think of in the past, would they respond that way? So when you hit these ruts in the middle of the season, you can come back to these moments and say, guys, we have responded.
Right.
And, you know, to this adversity.
And I do think, you know, like reading the piece in The Athletic yesterday, like he's obviously trying to change some things, like about how he runs a team. Like he's taken a lot of evaluation of this. I think here's what I think Mike McDaniel, I'll tell you what one of his problems was. Okay. He was a little bit too much of a star bleeper when he walks in here. I'm going to be the star whisperer. He liked being the guy who could speak to the stars, you know? And I do think that he's like, you know, it's a lot of diva handling. And if you let guys skate here, cause I'm the cool guy. Hey, you got other guys in that locker room that's not going to sit well with. So you got to really find out who the guys you can invest in that you can trust to set the example for everybody. And it does feel like
this, that Bill Belichick was cool with certain guys. Like Pepper Johnson could do no wrong. LT could do no wrong. Carl Banks could do no wrong. All guys he was with in New York. But one of the reasons why was because he didn't have to worry about them not doing, you know, not toeing the line, is what I would say. Mike McDaniel's come in and has been cool with the stars, and they took that as an opportunity to do what the hell they want. And so it kind of had a negative effect on everybody. So there's different ways to go about it, and you can't just deem somebody. Listen, the best players aren't your leaders. Stop, everybody, stop assuming that. Stop assuming if a guy's a good football player, he's a leader on that team. That's not the case. So stop saying it. But that being said, it seems like a lot of guys got responsibilities of a leader because they were good players and not because they were leaders.
MacMan says Simone Fontecchio catching a lot of lobs for Italy is insane. I've been saying, dude, he's Italian Blake Griffin. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying, dude.
Wait.
That's what I've been saying. They don't call him the gondola for nothing.
Dude, you need to stop. First of all, I'm banning you from watching European basketball. You
can't ban me from that?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
This was one thing we are worried about, the health of Tyreek Hill. This was Mike McDaniel discussing why Tyreek Hill did not practice against the Lions. Here he was.
If Tyreek didn't have to answer to anybody, he would have practiced yesterday. And I fear we might be talking about an injury that's a lot longer term. He wanted to practice. However, he had to give honest feedback when asked direct questions to our training staff and myself. In that competitive nature, he was very much at risk for a an injury that would keep him out a lot longer than he's been out right now. So, you know, I think I'm just happy that that our training staff understood the magnitude of a further or a bigger aggravation of something, and was proactive. I think you'll see Waddle today. I don't think you'll see Tyreek based on that, but 100% is on our training staff and myself, because he absolutely wants to practice, but trusts us enough to know that we're trying to help him.
There you go, Mike McDaniel before practice yesterday.
All right. Like, okay. It's camp, right? I'm not going to read too much into it. And Tyreek plays a position that all the things that I talked about earlier are not necessarily a part of what he does. However, the timing between Tyreek and Tua, they got to get that together. That's what practice is for. And I don't like at any point in time in any sport where guys say, don't worry, I'll be ready. Because there are every sport, man, you got to go through certain things, right? That time in between Tyreek and Tua, that's a real thing. He is faster than most guys. So when you release the ball, when you throw it up, when you hit that crossing route, that's going to be different for Tyreek than any other player because of his speed and his ability to get in and out of breaks. So, yeah, I know they're being extra cautious because, like, things like hammies with wide receivers or DBs, you don't want those things lingering.
Kentucky Finn says, hey, me coaching, the fewer words, the better.
Somebody called him Mike McRambles.
And then Jay Gatto says, Tobin is Blake Griffin's twin brother, Blake Muffin. Such a bastard. We'll take a break here on the show. That, by the way, was our training camp update, and our Odyssey training sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Take a break. More Tobin and Leroy after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.